Newsworthy clips. Update your vocabulary with news clips from around the world. Scientists pinpoint how brain tracks fast-moving baseball pitches and tennis serves. The human brain is far slower than a major league fastball or a blistering tennis serve, but it has figured out a workaround. New research by University of California, Berkeley, scientists solve a puzzle that has long mystified anyone who has watched in awe as elite athletes respond to incoming balls that can surpass 90 miles per hour. The brain perceives speeding objects as further along in their trajectory than seen by the eyes, giving us time to respond, according to research by Garrett Mouse, lead author of a paper published in the journal Neuron. As soon as the brain knows something is moving, it pushes the position of the object moving forward, so there's a more accurate measure of where this object actually is, said Mouse. This is useful in survival situations far more important than sports, such as when we're crossing a street in front of a speeding car. But you don't need to think about it, because the brain does it automatically, said Moss. At the average major league speed of 90 miles per hour, a baseball leaves the pitcher's hand and travels to home plate in only 0.4 seconds, or 400 milliseconds. Tennis is even faster. Last May, courtside radar guns measured a serve by Australian player Samuel Groth at 163 miles per hour. In that split second, there's a lot of work for the body to do. Eyes must first find the ball. The sensory cells in the retina determine its speed and rush this information to the brain. Then the brain sends messages through the spinal cord that tell muscles in the arms and legs to respond. A clearer understanding of how the brain processes objects in motion can eventually help in diagnosing and treating myriad disorders, including those that impair motion perception, according to the UC Berkeley team. Beach litter mars U.S. and world's coastlines. Shorelines worldwide are clogged with trash, so much so that during their annual cleanup last year, volunteers with the Ocean Conservancy, a nonprofit group that works on ocean protection, picked up refuse that weighed as much as 10 Boeing 747 jumbo jets. Cigarettes, food packaging, and plastic bottles topped the list from the 2012 cleanup. Debris from the Japanese tsunami and Hurricane Sandy also marred some U.S. beaches. Volunteers turned up some weird stuff, too. Mattresses, candles, toothbrushes, and sports balls. More than 550,000 people picked up in excess of 10 million pounds of trash along 17,719 miles of international coastlines during the Ocean Conservancy's annual cleanup. The event spotlights just what sort of ocean trash washes up on beaches around the world. Every piece of trash affects the health of the ocean, and, as a result, the economy, the environment, and animal health, said Nicholas Malos, Ocean Conservancy's marine debris specialist and a conservation biologist. Plastic debris has two risks, he said. There's an entrapment or strangulation risk to wildlife, but the longer plastics are in the ocean, the more likely they are to absorb other toxins, too. There's also a real cleanup cost to coastal communities. Upward of 14 million tourists visit Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, each year, and they're accompanied by tons of trash, said Mark Crua, a spokesman for the city. Myrtle Beach spends about $1.1 million annually on trash pickup. Beaches in places like Alaska, with more than 44,000 miles of coastline, face a separate challenge. The problem is more likely to be abandoned fishing equipment. The Ocean Conservancy would like people to focus on producing less waste before it makes its way into the oceans. That means avoiding single-use products, and embracing reusable water bottles, coffee mugs, and grocery bags. Study. Wealthy to spend more on experiences, not stuff. Wealthy shoppers plan to refrain from scooping up expensive handbags, shoes, and other discretionary items even as the economy recovers and the stock market soars, a study found. The rich will rein in their spending on material things and seek out experiences that may garner more satisfaction, according to a Luxury Institute survey. People are less interested in watches and more interested in building lasting memories, said Milton Pedraza, chief executive of the Luxury Institute. Even among the wealthiest customers, luxury goods and services are considered less important in today's economy. The study found that among 500 or so pentamillionaires, about 4 in 5 say that pricey designer splurges, such as purses and jewelry, have lost some of their appeal. Instead, about a third said they plan to shell out more for travel, and another 20% will spend more on eating out, the study found. Compare that with the minuscule 4% who said they will up their spending on watches and jewelry. As the economy slowly recovers, the wealthy are apparently more amenable to shopping at big box or discount shops. They're also adopting a frugal approach, not just to uber-pricey goods, but also on basic items for the home. Many also reported that price tags on designer items are simply too high. They go to mainstream retailers to save money now, Pedraza said. They buy items at Staples and TJ Maxx. They buy in bulk at Costco. Vocabulary focus. Blistering. Workaround. Myriad. Impair. Mar. Clog. Debris. Refrain. Discretionary. Minuscule. Frugal.